This is a download from Deutsche Welle Radio. For more information, visit our website at dw-world.de.
Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome to the programme. I'm Nina Hazard. In China's capital city, Beijing, it's quite normal for the air to reek of car and factory gases. In the winter, the smell of coal also hangs over the city. The Chinese Environment Minister recently admitted that 2006 was the worst year for the environment. China has 16 of the worst polluted cities in the world, according to a recent listing by the World Bank. But before the Olympic Games take place in China in 2008, the Chinese government wants to step up its efforts to protect the environment, and top priority is to reduce the amount of air pollution. The Chinese Olympic Games Committee has now announced they are developing an Olympic Air Quality Improvement Plan. Unfortunately, the ambitious plan still hasn't made much of an impact. This report by Petra Aldenrad is presented by Claire Atkinson.
A yellow-grey smog hangs over Beijing. The city smells of industry fumes, petrol and coal, which is still used by most people for heating during the winter. The smog creeps like a thick mist through the city. Visibility is often less than 50 metres. Looking up at the sky, you can hardly see the sun. Its rays can barely penetrate the smog. But this is the norm in Beijing. 16 of the most polluted cities in the world are in China. And the air in the Chinese capital is 5 times as polluted as that in New York.
I hardly ever see blue sky, it's always hazy. There's too much industrial pollution here, and because of all the construction sites, the air is always filthy.
Mrs. Pan is a dentist in Beijing. She'd rather not know how many toxins she inhales each day. Ren Hongwan also prefers not to know. The 30-year-old office assistant recently spent a month in Germany. When she returned to Beijing, she was shocked by the pollution levels. It made her realize for the first time just how bad the air pollution is here.
If you're in Beijing for a long time, you stop noticing how dirty it is. But as soon as I flew back into the city, I noticed the smog. After a few days, I noticed how hard it was to breathe. I'm always coughing here. I always have the feeling there's something stuck in my throat.
Angelika Stengel knows the feeling. She's been running the German kindergarten in Beijing for 1.5 years now. These days, the kids only play inside, in an effort to stop their young lungs from being damaged. The air pollution table, which the kindergarten gets every day from the Beijing authorities, shows air pollution levels of more than 150. That's an air pollution grade of 3, which is considered harmful enough for the Beijing Air Measurement Office to ask the city's population to stay indoors. Angelika Stengel.
We now have a level of about 100. We're happy with that. You can see that if you go outside, the air is quite clear.
It still happens far too often that a dangerous lead, nitrogen and sulfur oxide fog wafts through the city. But it's hoped the air will become cleaner in the lead-up to the Olympic Games. There should be more so-called blue days, on which the air pollution doesn't reach any higher than a level of 2. That's a normal and acceptable level for big cities, says Wang Dewai, director of the Beijing Office for Air Measurement.
We have an Olympic emissions countdown happening here. It lists everything that has to be done up before the Olympic Games in 2008. Our electricity usage will be examined, our water quality will be controlled, and the air pollution measured.
But just in case none of this makes the necessary difference, the government also has a backup plan. Newly introduced rules will force factories within 120 kilometres of Beijing to shut down all production during the Olympic Games, and thousands of cars will also be taken off the roads during the Games. It will mean a huge effort and expense, but it will ensure that the tourists and athletes will only see blue sky and won't realise quite how bad the air pollution in Beijing really is. Claire Atkinson, Deutsche Welle Radio.